Flying too close to the sun. No more playing it safe. A mini essay by me, Morgan Harper Nichols. There is an ancient Greek myth about a guy named Icarus who flew too close to the sun. He flew too close to the sun, wearing wings that were made by his father, and the wings were made of wax. Against his father's wishes, he flew too high, and in the heat of the sun, the wings melted. And as a result, he fell from the sky, and you can probably guess what happened next. If you've ever heard the phrase, don't fly too close to the sun, that's where this comes from. It's meant to be a cautionary reminder to us about recklessness and how ignoring one's limitations can lead to disastrous results. And this is true. And something else is also true, the other part of the story. See, Icarus's father didn't just tell his son not to fly too close to the sun. He also told him not to fly too low to the sea, for the sea's dampness could clog his wings. In one way or another, we've all been cautioned about not flying too high, to make sure we don't get on a high horse, or to become too high and mighty. But I can't help but notice, and this is especially true the more marginalized identities that you hold, we are not often told as near as much not to fly too low. Our humility becomes hiddenness. Our kindness becomes quietness. The ways that we've been silenced or tokenized or made to feel less than makes us question our every move. Yes, there are people flying too close to the sun. And they get all the attention for all the risk they are taking, and there is some real caution there. And at the same time, there are too many people who are not concerned with being the one who climbs the highest mountain because they never experienced the liberation to freely climb the tree in the local park. Yes, there is real trouble in getting too close to the sun. And there's also real trouble in clogging your wings too close to the sea. You might feel safer staying too low sometimes, but in order to fly, your wings need to be free. So dare to fly a little higher. Dare to take up a little bit more space in these open skies. There is plenty of room under the sun. Thank you so much for listening. And before we go, I would like to leave you with a question. You can either journal about this or just carry it with you throughout the day. How can you fly a little bit higher today? Thanks again for listening. I'm Morgan Harper Nichols.